Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Look, if you would have told me 2 weeks ago that one of the more common themes of the Tim and Jess show would be about the incredible movie franchise of Air Bud, I would say, why would we have talked about the movie Air Buds?
Yeah,
so
don't
much?
Be ridiculous.
But we've talked about Air Bud a fair bit. I think it was because we were reminded of it and the universe. It's like Marvel movies. There is a whole universe. So Air Bud, the first one, it's about a dog that can play basketball, helps out a young school team. The famous quote, ain't nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't play basketball.
Ain't nothing.
There are some other great Air Bud movies, Air Bud World Pup. And that was about soccer. Jess, you brought us Air Bud Spikes Back, which was a volleyball movie.
Love that one.
My personal favorite, a gridiron / NFL movie, Air Bud Golden Receiver. Incredible
so
stuff.
Good.
There's like 14 movies or something in the Air Bud universe.
I'm fairly certain. Again, we've been talking about Air Bud so much. It started to come up on my TikTok feed.
Excellent.
And I'm pretty sure the dog that was in Air Bud was also the dog in Full House.
Wow.
What same a dog.
Very talented dog.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about Air Bud, is because the in 2026, a new Air Bud is going to be coming out. Do you know what the entire franchise is called? The Air Buddies.
Incredible.
So I've kind of combined two things. You've been on me about using AI more effectively.
Right.
And I'm like, how can I, like, I don't often go, all right, here's this, I'm going to use AI. And I was like, how can I use AI to benefit my workplace and my work life? So I asked AI to create a new concept for the Air Bud universe for another film that currently doesn't exist.
Good one.
I wanted to see if you were happy with what AI has presented and if you think this would be a good film.
There's a huge chance that in Hollywood somewhere, someone's done this.
Okay.
And that's the reason they're creating a new Air Bud movie.
All right. So this is called Air Bud. Quantum Pup. The tagline of the movie. No rule says a dog can't time travel.
Oh, yes.
Here's the premise.
Yes, time traveling movies always slay.
Again, this is AI's premise of the movie.
Okay.
When Bud's great-grandpup, Biscuit, accidentally chews through a mysterious device in the high school science lab, he gets zapped back through time, landing in different eras where he must play sports to earn his way home. From jousting in medieval England to slam dunking in a futuristic zero-gravity league, Biscuit's only way forward is to win. But an evil tech CEO in the present discovers Biscuit's abilities and wants to trap him in the past to monetize his talents forever. With the help of a ragtag team of kids, a retired Air Bud in a wise Obi-Wan style mentor role, and a squirrel with an attitude, Biscuit must outrun time, outscore villains, and return to save his family.
I love it.
So it's So it's offered a few different time hopping sports montages that it could go through, being like, this is Air Bud working his way through time.
Like in every era, there needs to be someone saying something along the lines of, there's nothing in the rule book that says a dog can't XYZ.
I imagine that's in the montage. So they've suggested some ancient Rome, and Biscuit becomes a gladiator. 1920s Paris, Biscuit outsmarts chess masters in a speed round on the Eiffel Tower. In 2051, the Lunar Olympic zero-gravity basketball showdown on the moon. Key characters. This is what I really like, because it's like trying to fully put a proposal together.
Excellent.
So Biscuit, the main character, eager, floppy-eared, and smarter than your average quantum physicist. Maya, a 13-year-old science whiz who accidentally created the time collar.
Whoopsies.
Principal Gruber. Secretly the villain in disguise. An old buddy, voiced cameo by Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman into the movie. Incredible.
Gives wise, inspiring advice like, there's no rule that says you can't believe in yourself. What do you think about AI's version of Air Bud Quantum Pup?
If this isn't the movie they're making, I don't want it.
You don't want it. I'm really all about it. I don't even know what to do with it now. Like, I feel like this is ready to go.
And you know what's great about this? You know, bringing, you know, what is it? The
Quantum Pup. Air Bud Quantum Pup.
This means Air Bud can join the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I didn't want to say it, but it was opening a doorway.
It's opening that doorway.
Because in the multiverse, anything can happen because there are multiple different worlds and realities.
If they bring in the X-Men, bring in Biscuit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I was going to say I've got work to do, but clearly I don't, because this is a perfect script. Let's
submit
go.
It.
This is Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. The way this works, if we have a disagreement or we see something going on online, if people send them through, we bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
We have that argument. We represent a side each. Then we get you, someone, to call through to decide what the actual verdict is. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine.
One person calls through, they are the judge. Tim, we actually received a message on the K-Rock Facebook page.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sending through your dilemmas all the time. Thought this one was kind of perfect for the courtroom. This person has wanted to stay anonymous. They've just moved to Armstrong Creek and said parking out front of their house is an absolute nightmare.
See, I've lived in two houses in the creek, and one has been said nightmare, mm-hmm. the other a breeze.
Right.
Absolute dream. No issues whatsoever.
Maybe this person's in your old street.
Okay.
They said they recently moved into the Armstrong Creek, and they started parking their car out front of their house.
Yeah.
But it was like there's a few spots in front of their house, so one of them is kind of in almost in front of their neighbor's house as well.
Yep.
And so they've started parking in that spot. After a few days, noticed the neighbor put out a traffic cone.
Ooh, I've seen this in Armstrong Creek as well.
Have you?
Maybe this is my old street. Yeah.
So, you know, this person's just moved. He said, look, the garage is still full of so many boxes. I've got nowhere else to park. I have to park off street. I thought it was legal to park out front of my own house. There's no signage up. Nothing that says I can't park there.
Mate, if you wanted to park 10 houses down out the front of someone else's house, that's also fine.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask on 52232955. Who's in the right here? Can you reserve a spot with a traffic cone? Is that going to hold up?
It definitely feels off, because there was a phase, and I think I've spoken about it on the show, where my next door neighbor, her boyfriend would come and stay over on Sunday and Monday nights. And he would park out the front of our house, and mm-hmm. that would create a flow-on effect,
of course,
down the street. But he would park where the bins would go as
oh.
well. And I found myself seething some days. And I was like, this poor girl next to us, she would only see her boyfriend 2 days a week. I think he worked yeah. offshore or something. And I was just like,
look at
the
you,
bloody bins.
The neighborhood gossip.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
You've made up this whole backstory of this person you don't even know. He works in the mines. She only gets to see him once a week.
He doesn't see the sun, but he'll see my hands in a second. Anyway,
so this person's called in asking, basically, yeah, is this even legal? Can I just move the traffic cone and start parking in front of my house?
Totally can. There's no one, unless council's putting it out, of course you can move a traffic cone.
See, if I see a traffic cone, though, I'm like, who's put this out? Like, he's assuming it's the neighbour, but is it the neighbour?
I think in Australia, you're brought up from a young age to respect a traffic cone.
Yeah.
But you're also taught...
Put some respect on that cone.
But you're also assuming that it's coming from a place of traffic concern, police, mm-hmm. you name it, council. So, but anyone can buy a traffic cone. Anyone can. Do you know you're just allowed to?
Where do you get traffic cones from?
Bunnings.
Really?
I assume. Mitre 10.
I assume.
There's plenty of those like workwear warehouse places
yeah.
that would have.
Oh, no, they're littered everywhere.
Oh, mate, you want some traffic cones? I'll get you some. Put one in your boot, it'll change your life.
52232955. Who's in the right here? The neighbour who's putting this traffic cone out to reserve this parking yeah. spot? Or can you just move that cone and park wherever you like?
Kim in Bell Post Hills giving us a call. Kim, Your Honour. Wow, huge. A lot carries on this across Geelong, Surf Coast.
Big weight on your shoulders today, Kim. You are the deciding factor here. Is it legal to put a cone out, or can you disrespect the cone?
That cone can go in the bin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, get it.
Leave. Don't even move the cone. Just park on top of it. Yep.
Drag it onto the curb.
Just because you own a house or you're renting a house, that doesn't come with the road.
No. Yeah.
It does feel like
the road doesn't come with the house.
The street parking out the front of your house, it does feel reserved for you, but It is not.
Yeah.
It does feel strange, but and it feels nice and it's uniform, but a street cone put out by just the average Sue, average Joe, no one's respecting that, right, Kim?
No, not at all. No way.
Okay. What would you do? So you're saying if you tried to, if I was like, hey, Jess, Kim, come over for dinner, and there was a traffic cone out the front of my house, you would drive over it?
Absolutely.
Kim, would it make a difference if there was a note on the cone? Like if hand, no. someone's taken a time to handwrite a note and said, do not park here or else, would you still feel comfortable to leave your car there?
I would put it on their doorstep.
Brutal, Kim.
Get your cone away from my car.
Okay, so Kim, when we're driving through Bell Post Hill and we see a house just like overflowing the backyard cones over the fence, we know that that's where you've been taking them, hey?
Or it's my neighbour and I'm like, here, take your cone back. Take another one.
Over the fence. All right. Sounds very calm.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, people on the internet are getting confused about a movie that was made in 1997.
Okay. I mean, movies in the 90s were something else.
It really was. And this movie in particular was an epic because it was like over 3 hours long.
Wow.
Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out that in 2025...
Before we get into that, can I just do the thing?
Please.
There we go. Excellent.
Put that in carpool karaoke tomorrow.
There we go. Yes, please.
The movie in 1997 was based on the real world event that happened in 1912.
1912, yeah.
Right? And so James Cameron brought it to life with, you know, you had Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio. Incredible.
Billy Zane.
A lot of people have watched that movie, and some of them...
In 2025 now, people are questioning this.
In 2025, some people believe that that movie was a documentary.
Ooh, no. Ooh, no. It can't be a doc. No. It can't. It's not. It can't
they
be.
Said the way it was filmed, the thing that was confusing for them was that obviously the stuff with, you know, Kate Winslet, Leonardo DiCaprio, that's the movie.
Okay.
But they thought that was like a dramatic retelling.
Oh. So
and they got confused when they saw older Rose in the movie. They said, oh my God, this is fantastic. They brought her in for the movie.
Yes, Jack and Rose aren't real.
They aren't real.
They're made up characters that were inspired by, I think, real people on the Titanic.
Yeah.
But no, not real, not a documentary.
There was never a Jack Dawson.
No.
There was never a Rose. But people are saying that, yeah, like, did you do the maths? Because she was like... It was 1997 was when it was filmed.
She was easily in her late teens, early 20s in that.
And that was like 85 years on from the sinking. She would have to be at least like over 100.
110.
Yep.
Looked good for 110.
But multiple people have confused this.
Is it not just one of those things on the internet where people are intentionally saying it to mess with older generations and get us all riled up?
Potentially.
They're very good.
But it seems like there is a whole section of the internet that genuinely thought the Titanic was a documentary. And it just... Bliss. Hilarious.
I just want to know where they found out that Kate Winslet said, "Pend me like one of your French girls." Yeah. They're just like, oh, we have a feeling that
well,
was
Well, they
said.
Had the old Rose there, Tim.
Ah,
she
yes,
was telling them
she
the
did,
story.
Before she skimmed the jewels across... The Atlantic.
Oh, is this the necklace you've been looking for?
See ya, Kobe. There you go. No, because that would have been strange. And yeah, the times just didn't add up. But here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
And you know what? I thank everyone that I was... I thank my lucky stars, Tim, that I was around when Titanic was released on VHS.
Can't we just complain about there being enough room on the door for two people? That was the fun thing we used to all talk about with the Titanic. That's okay.
People will believe anything these days.
I know.
This is Tim and Jess.
We're trying to do a bit of a backwards game. We want you to tell us the nickname of your pet, and then we will try and figure out what its actual name is. you and I, we both have different kind of pets. I got a dog, Remy, but she goes by Rara or Ra mostly because our son couldn't say Remy when he was first speaking, And like she used to go like, so we don't know if he was trying to say her name or just mimicking her sounds.
Yeah.
Your cat Penelope, or sorry, well, Lady Penelope
Pantu. Yep. She just became Penny because, right, you know, the other one was a bit wordy.
But and then like, so she's Lady Penelope, but then you also call her Miss Penny.
Miss Penny.
Miss Penny sounds like she works for Lady Penelope.
It's true.
It's a little bit confusing, but it's true. I mean, it's a very Australian thing, yeah, to throw nicknames around.
Well, this
around
is the thing, you know, like I said, I found this Reddit thread where this guy had a cat named Milo, and the amount of names in the 50s, just so many. Mr. Grumpity Bumpity was one of my favourites.
But I feel like that's just taking the mickey because how can you be grumpity and bumpity?
I don't know. But we're going to find out because Chantal and her niece Chloe have given us a call from Werribee.
Hey.
Chloe, you have a pet. Is it dog or cat?
It's actually a goldfish.
A goldfish? Even better.
Okay. All right. So
how long have you had this goldfish for?
So I got like maybe a month ago.
Okay.
Maybe 3 weeks.
Pretty good to 3 weeks ago. Still be hanging around. So what is
well
the
done.
What is the nickname of
your... Do
you
still have your fish just side
yeah,
by?
We've got 8 fish. We've got
8 fish. You say it like you're disappointed that they haven't died.
They just keep living.
Anyway. Okay, Chloe, what is the nickname you have for your goldfish?
Dingleberry.
Dingleberry. Okay.
Excellent.
Well, is that because
they
like
often
sometimes
have the little string,
little strings hanging off the bum? Dingleberries. Has Dingleberries even been shortened to like Dingles, Dingy B,
Mr. D?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
I mean, Dingleberries. Man, that's it. Well, because all fishes.
What would you? Yeah. What would you name a fish? What have you named your fish?
We don't. There's so many. We don't have names.
You're just hoping they don't survive.
No, I love the fish. I love the fish. Honestly, Chloe and Chantel, this could be anything. Let's just Mr. Scales.
No.
No.
Is it just Daniel?
Is it Daniel?
No.
All right, Chloe, what's the name of your goldfish?
Ricky.
Ricky?
Ricky. Oh, so the nickname is longer than the actual. Excellent. Ricky the goldfish is the funniest
Ricky,
thing.
Ricky, you little Mr. Dingleberry.
Okay. Well, Chloe, Chantel from Werribee, thank you for Ricky the goldfish. Oh, that's excellent. Chrissy from Meredith has given us a call. You have a pet dog. Tell us some of the nicknames and we'll try and figure out its actual name.
Hi, guys. So we've got Little Bagel Bum. Little baked potato or little loaf of bread are just three of the most common ones that she gets called.
What kind of dog do you have, Chrissy? Because I'm imagining something small and fluffy. That's what I'm picturing.
Little chunky dog.
Yeah. So she's a pug. She's a one-eyed pug.
Oh, God.
That's like something
you'll sneeze you to death.
That's like something that a teacher would say to a student because they can't swear at them. Oh, you're a one-eyed pug.
Okay, so
accurate.
One-eyed pug.
Bagel butt. Little loaf of bread.
Little baked potato. There's a lot of bees. So there's bees in there.
Is your dog just named?
Is it
bread?
No.
No. Does it have a real person name?
Yes.
I'm thinking Barkley or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
That'd be good. Not quite.
All right. So
how about
what
Brendan?
Brendan.
Chrissy, is it Ricky?
No.
Okay. All right. So tell us the real name of Mrs. Bagel Bud, Little Loaf of Bread, and Little Baked Potato.
Poppy the pug.
Poppy. Oh, I get that. Because do you ever go with Little Poppy Seed?
Yeah, little poppy seed, little poppy bagel. Yep.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. That's
so
good connection.
So where all the poppies are on. Okay. Chrissy, excellent. Well, say good day to your one-eyed pug from Tim and Jess.
Good Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Good bunny.
Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.